So if I do have a client in front of me who does seem very overwhelmed, we're getting into that red zone where I can feel their energy like about to explode, then this is when we take them out of that and we try and find that, you know, that memory or that location where we can go in their minds.
Hi, ADHDer. Did you know that coaching worldwide is a $2.85 billion industry? Maybe you, like me, have also noticed that it's saturated with a lot of neurotypical and traditional ways of motivation and achievement. ADHD coaching is different. It's specialized for the ADHD brain. This means that coaches understand the intricacies of the ADHD brain in order to provide support that can lead us to real and achievable results. I'd love to show you how it works. Welcome to our ADHD podcast. Welcome to Coaching ADHD. Hello, my name is Camden Hainsworth, and on behalf of the ADHD Directory and Coaching Connection, I am pleased to welcome you to today's Coaching ADHD presentation called Gold Mining. So many of us ADHDers would understand the idea of having a nervous system that feels a little bit out of control a lot of the time. We suffer from challenges with emotional dysregulation, and even I could go so far as to say we are chronically stressed. Today's presentation is helping us know how to manage this chronic stress and these feelings of big emotional dysregulation. Candace Fox is leading today's presentation. She is a psychosomatic sensory practitioner who works with neurodivergent youth and adults, sharing self-regulation tools and resources to help them on their journey towards self-discovery and transformational growth. She herself had a late diagnosis of ADHD at 35, and she massively relates to many of her clients who have struggled over the years with managing big emotions or chronically dysregulated nervous systems. And she recognized that many of us ADHDers are in need of tools and resources that we can use in those moments of intense emotions and emotionality. You can follow Candace on Instagram at EFTFORADHD, EFT for ADHD. And before I hand over the mic to Candace, I have a few housekeeping items. If you're listening on the replay or on podcast mode, please follow the link in the show notes to become a member of the Coaching Connection and gain access to all of the additional resources from this call, the original version of this call, and other ADHD calls. I'm so pleased to welcome Candace Fox to the call. And a little extra to this is, if you are driving, this probably would not be the time to be driving. As she's taking us through some of these techniques, you're going to make sure that you are safe and in a very comfortable and safe atmosphere, or else probably start shifting off the side of the road. So Candace, I'm going to go ahead and turn the time over to you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And I can use Camden, you as a guinea pig, or Stacy if she wants to hand over her beautiful nervous system for me for a demo. We will certainly do that. I wanted to maybe just talk a little bit about my story and how I even sort of found these tools, because before I was even diagnosed with ADHD, I really struggled with an eating disorder for, 15 plus years. And I found that traditional therapies just were not cutting it for me. So as anyone with ADHD does, I booked myself on a flight to Costa Rica, having never even left North America on my own. Very ADHD thing to do, although at the time, wasn't aware of that. And went and stayed in this eco community called Pachamama. And my background at that time was marketing communications, went to the University of Saskatchewan, Edwards School of Business, and from Canada up north. And so to be sort of transplanted in this environment where it was like, we're talking about psychosomatic tools, we're doing all these things with our bodies, I was like beyond a fish out of water. I was like, what the heck am I doing here? But one of the tools that I found was acupressure tapping, which, I know it as EFT now. It was a different protocol, but it set me on this trajectory and this path to find alternative resources to really support me. you know, flash forward, to 35, I was very much already on this healing path, completely changed my career and overhauled my life because of EFT, and, you know, got this diagnosis of ADHD. And that really sort of pivoted me further into this world of psychosomatic psychosensory tools. And from there, I really searched for resources and tools that spoke to my clients. And so, you know, those includes individuals who have a dual diagnosis, ADHD and autism. And so some of the tools and resources that I've been, you know, sort of looking for and seeking out are really gentle self-regulation tools, because as I'm sure many people can to attest to, neurodivergent people have very different neuroception. They have very different neurosensory issues that neurotypicals don't. And so touch that might feel, you know, one way for a neurotypical is not going to feel the same for an individual who is neurodivergent. So along this path, I have come across this technique called Havening Touch Technique. And that's where this gold mining that we're going to be sort of demoing today, that's where this comes from. And it's really interesting. This particular technique was developed by two brothers, Dr. Ronald Rudin and Dr. Stephen Rudin. And they were sort of like mystified how EFT and energy psychology tools worked. So they have, you know, the background to do this research. So they went forward and in 15 years of their own research to try to figure out how somatic touch can create, you know, sort of that healing in the body. And they were sort of, you know, shocked at how, you know, somatic tools can, you know, heal phobias, addiction, trauma, all of that stuff. And so they came up through their own research, they came up with three Havening Touch techniques, which I will show you guys today. And then through those techniques, there's a whole bunch of protocols that we use in a client-practitioner relationship. But these tools are also really accessible on your own. And I know Camden, you and I have talked about this previously. Like, I see myself as a resource, not someone who, like, I don't want my clients coming to me for 10 years dependent on me. I see myself more as, you know, someone who has these tools to teach. And then I work with my clients and then they go off and they, you know, employ these tools in their own lives. And then if they need more support or resources, then they come back to see me. So what's also really cool about Havening Touch Techniques is they create an electroceutical response in the brain called delta brainwaves. And so this technique is also actually called delta brainwave technique, which is really, really cool. And if anyone sort of knows a little bit about delta brainwaves, they are, you know, a really amazing state to be in because it promotes, you know, health of the body, that sort of coherence between the body and the mind so that, you know, we can regulate our nervous system, you know, heal. So yeah, lots of really great, you know, background information, research, scientific research around Havening Touch techniques. But I think what we'll do is maybe I'll just jump in and show you the three touch techniques, and then you guys can try them and see which of the three you really like. And then we can dive into the gold mining technique. So the first one is we do the sort of shuckling motion with our bodies. And then we sort of imagine that we have like a pearl in the middle of our hand. And we're just making sure that we smooth out that pearl and we don't let it drop. And so this rhythmic motion of the body might be something that ADHDers or neurodivergent individuals might be familiar with, if this is a stimming, you know, movement that you do. So this should be maybe familiar to some individuals. But over time, you can sort of feel your body relax and sort of sink into itself a little bit more. And it's both the, you know, the rhythmic sensation, but also just this specific touch. So this is one technique. The second technique is just folding or crossing our arms on our body and then just bringing our hands down. Now, this might feel different if you don't have a long sleeve shirt. If you've got bare arms, this might feel a little bit different. But again, just a very gentle technique, very gentle soothing technique. So that's number two. Number three is on the face. Now, I just picked up my cat from the dirty yard, so I'm going to be wary, but it's almost like we're washing our face. So we just bring our hands over, and then if you want to bring it down to the neck, and then just like we're caressing our face. This is also really soothing because it stimulates the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve has a lot to do with self-regulation. So I'll let you sort of decide which havening touch technique feels best for you. And then I'll ask either Camden or Stacy if they want to jump on board with a gold mining technique. And I specifically chose this technique because this is something that people can do at home. This is great for just relaxation. And also, if you are someone who's really into manifestation, you can sort of use this technique for those purposes as well, because it creates and evokes emotion in the body, which is really essential for manifestation. So did I see Stacy? Did you provide? Are you saying that you are willing to jump on board? Love it. Okay. So thank you very much for doing this. So I'm just going to get you to just let me know which technique you like. This one? Okay, beautiful. So I'm just going to get you to start in that rhythmic motion right now. This is going to be very painless, so don't worry. I'm not going to be asking you too crazy questions, but I'm curious if there is like a memory that you might have or an activity, maybe a hobby that you really love to do.
Yes, I used to love singing. Okay. And I haven't done it in a long time. And I would like to start doing it again, but there's a lot of fear, emotional blockage there that's kind of holding me back.
Okay. Let's try, we're gonna go to like a place. So is there a location in your house or maybe a vacation spot that just like you love going to?
Yes. Okay. Do you want me to say it or just visualize? Yes. It? Oh, okay. So, Hawaii, for whatever reason, like I step it onto the beach and there, it's just like very, I don't know, it's healing. There's just beautiful energy there. So,
okay, perfect. So I'm going to get you to continue with this havening technique, and then I'm going to just invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to go straight to the beaches of Hawaii. And just let me know when you've sort of relaxed into that place. Okay, are we there? Mm-hmm. All right. I want you just to tell me where you are in Hawaii.
I'm specifically on a beach right now. Nobody's around. It's early in the morning. The waves are crashing my feet. It's very quiet. It's cool. There's a breeze.
Okay. If I were to get you to give me like maybe a 90 degree of what's around you, what can you see?
Oh, lots of water. Yeah. And then as I turn, there's sand. There's rocks. Just not much, just the resort behind me, but it's just very quiet. There's nobody out. It's just me.
Birds. Birds. Beautiful. Okay. And what do you feel? Physically, sensations. What do you feel?
Very light.
Yeah.
Calm.
Is there a smell that you can sort of pinpoint?
Maybe ocean, so salt water.
Yeah. If I get you to take sort of three steps forward, where are we located now?
Yeah, just walking into the ocean, sand beneath is like starting to go in between my toes.
Yeah.
Water is rising around my ankles.
And you said the temperature, there was a cool breeze. What does that feel like against the skin right now?
Feels very soothing, very relaxing.
And what does relaxing feel like in the body?
Grounded, calm mind.
And if there was a thought that you had in your mind right now, what would it be?
The first one that comes to mind is, I want to stay here forever.
I want to stay here forever. Yeah. Beautiful. I want to stay here forever. And where does that live in the body, that feeling? I just want to stay in here forever.
In my chest.
In my chest. Okay. And does that feeling of, oh, I just want to stay here forever, does that have a color or a shape?
It's white.
It's white.
No shape.
No shape. Okay. So just want to see if we can expand that white energy in the body, in the chest. And even if you just want to whisper to yourself, I just want to stay here forever. Yeah, I just want to stay here forever. And just look around you, noticing the endless beach, the water in front of you. And this is all yours. No one else around you, just peace and quiet. That feeling of relaxation over the body. Oh, I just want to stay here forever. Let me come back to the body. Is there any other sensations that you're feeling going through your system as you're thinking about being in this space?
Actually starting to feel a little tightening in my throat. My eyes are starting to swell a little.
Okay.
I'm starting to feel a little bit more emotional.
Okay. Is that good emotion, neutral emotion?
I think it's, I'm feeling like a permission to just release something. Like I'm just, all the heaviness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you even want to just whisper to yourself, yeah, I give myself permission to release whatever I'm holding right now. Yeah, I deserve to be in this space. I deserve to be on this beach all by myself. I deserve peace. I deserve to access this space whenever I want. I deserve this white energy that's flooding my body. I deserve this. Just breathe into that. And what's happening now for you?
I'm feeling a little resistance.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, it's okay to feel resistant. Yeah. So I'm going to get you to wiggle your toes a little bit. Yeah. And wiggle your fingertips. I'm going to get you to place your hands on the top of your thighs and just add a little bit of pressure onto the body. Beautiful. And even if you just want to whisper to yourself, I'm in my body. I'm in my body. And then I'm just going to get you to add a little bit of movement to the body. Whatever feels right for you. And then when you're ready, I'll invite you to come back into the space and opening your eyes at your own pace. Beautiful. Okay. I am so happy that you let me know that you were feeling some resistance because, you know, that's completely natural. I'm a new person. Camden essentially is a new person. This is a new container for you to experience this. And so to just honor how you were feeling in that moment is really, really important. I do want to talk to you about, you know, being there and sort of feeling that, you know, feeling like, I just want to stay here. Is that something that you feel like you can access again on your own? Like, could you be transported to this space on your own, do you feel like?
Yes, I feel like I could do those techniques. And I think that's where the resistance comes in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, maybe feeling like I don't have time to be there.
You know, you're a busy woman, you're a mom, you're, you know, we are so quick to remove ourselves from those places of relaxation because all of a sudden the to-do list, like, you know, comes ding, ding, ding. This is what I have going on in my world. But we always have to remember, like, when our nervous system is regulated, we can show up in bigger and better ways to all of those roles and those jobs that you have going on in your world, right? And if this doesn't take, you know, a long amount of time, we were in this, I would say, I'm going to guess maybe 10 minutes, you might have a better idea, but it doesn't take long for us to feel that level of relaxation. And then when you do feel that resistance, I love that you said that, because as soon as we start forcing ourselves to stay in that relaxation mode, all hell breaks loose, because then we're battling ourselves, right, Stacey? So I love that you honored yourself and came out of that. But I do want to invite you to sort of experience this again on your own. And, you know, if you are in a moment of like high stress, you're going to be moving soon. So that's going to be a stressor for you for sure. You know, to be able to access that place on your own, you know, even if it's just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, even if you're just doing the havening touch, right? Just to regulate yourself and bring you back to that aligned space. So I appreciate you being willing to be the guinea pig today.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions about the experience or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
The processor.
yeah, for sure. You might like 2 a.m. That's like me. I wake up at 2 a.m. Damn it, I have this question or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's an experience, right? So
thank you.
Thank you, Stacey. So yeah, that is, you know, that's basically the gold mine. And this is really simple. It's a really, you know, quick technique when we're, you know, working with a client. Like I said, this is sort of a distraction technique. So if I do have a client in front of me who does seem very overwhelmed, we're getting into that red zone where I can feel their energy like about to explode, then this is when we take them out of that and we try and find that, you know, that memory or that location where we can go in their mind so that they can sort of escape that, regulate the nervous system, and then we can pendulate back to whatever it was that we were working on. And oftentimes you can look at it through a different lens because you're not in it, right? So we've taken you out, you come back in, you're regulated, you're in a better state to be able to sort of observe what's happening instead of feeling like you're in that part or you're sort of succumb with, you know, all those emotions and stuff like that. So, you know, I hope people will try this technique at home. If you're not great at it or you feel like, oh, I can't do this, that's okay. It takes a while to, you know, get into the technique, but, you know, just trying it, just giving it a whirl.
This was so good, Candace. Thank you. Would you be okay if I asked you a couple questions?
Yeah, about go for it. Yeah,
all of this. So, as a coach matchmaker, a lot of the time people come to me and they have specific challenges with their ADHD. For example, like executive function, or their relationships, or they have a project that they really need to be getting done and they're procrastinating on it, etc. And I am curious, with those particular clients that understand that there's a part of their ADHD that's being challenged right now, what might you say to them in terms of the impact that something like havening or EFT might help them with when you're not an executive function coach, but you do work with ADHDers in a very powerful way?
You know, I think there is just the fact that ADHD, you know, things just don't come naturally to us like it would a neurotypical in some ways, because things are made for neurotypical. So there are those challenges. However, there is often an emotional component to us not being able to do things. And it could be a story, it could be a belief, it could just be, you know, being dysregulated and being in a state of chronic stress that we just don't show up the way that we want to. And so while I don't, you know, you're not going to come to me for like practical solutions to like how to set up your day, you know, I would have a client come to me and I could support them around the emotional blocks. So even if a client has A, B, and C set up, they might not still be able to function or able to execute because there's a block. And, you know, as someone who really struggled with emotional regulation and, you know, just chronic stress, my outer world reflected my inner world, right? And so you have to, and this seems counterproductive to what our world tells us, you have to do the work inside in order to see it flourish on the outside. Cause and effect. You have to impact the cause before you see the effect on the outside world. So if someone is struggling with certain things, there might be just the, you know, the actual executive functioning piece, but there might be something underneath that might need some attention. And so I would encourage people to ask them the question, like, what is holding me back from achieving that? And if it's anything to do with, I don't believe in myself, who am I to be able to achieve success? You know, or if you are just constantly tired, overwhelmed, anxiety, yada, yada, that's when you want to see a psychosensory or a psychosomatic practitioner just to help you clear some of that stuff up so that you can move forward with, you know, the practical things, I guess, in life.
I love this. I'm like, you know, in true ADHD fashion, I'm trying to think, okay, what does this relate to in my life? And there were a couple of things that came up. And one of them is just the feeling I have after I've actually exercised. And the anticipation of that is like, oh no, I have too many things to do, right? I have this huge to-do list. And instead of saying, well, the to-do list is more important, I say, no, like I need to go out and exercise or at least move my body. And then I know I'm going to be able to show up for that list so much differently in a whole different state. And I feel like this goes a step further because it's very deliberate. It's really intentional and focused on particular aspects of our life where exercise is so important, right? Moving our bodies is so important, but with this intentionality, connecting to, would you say like somatics or what is like our nervous system really can help connected. With that.
Like, I love what you were just saying, like your exercise list to accomplish your to-do list. But in saying that, you're probably like happier, you're proud of yourself. You probably, you know, engage with your family and friends a little bit differently. It's the same thing with exercising and toning the nervous system. It's the same thing. You know, it's going to impact. So, you know, I might have a client come to me and they have like a money block or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've got a whole bunch of stories around money. And, you know, we'll be tapping and we'll be doing this work. We'll be doing havening, all these tools and resources. And they find the love of their life in them, you know, and they're like, oh, this is just so random, but it's not, right? It's not random. Everything in our world is connected. And so if we're doing this work for one thing, it's going to impact our world in every aspect of it, because we're showing up differently. We're showing up in our relationships differently. We believe in ourselves, you know? So it's, I've seen some crazy stuff and I wouldn't believe it had it not happened to me first. So, you know, like that's, you know, if it works for me, I know it can work for everyone else.
I love it. Thank you so much. And Stacey, thank you so much for being willing as well. That was so good of you and kind of you. And we appreciate that. There is something to be said about watching others being coached that in your vulnerability, it gives me permission to be more vulnerable in my own processes. So thank you very much for being willing. It's like drops in the water, right? Like the ripple effect of how it just flows everything out. The other thing it brought to my mind is oftentimes we talk about needing to get to a baseline, a functionality in order to go further. And I heard you saying that in your language. And sometimes when our big emotions and our stress or chronic stress is just clouding over us and weighing us down, it's so hard to like grit our way to baseline. And I feel that these techniques and this training and this vessel, you know, of opportunity here is helping people get to that baseline of functionality in a beautiful and connected way, without having to just like push, and then we hit burnout, et cetera.
100%. And one of the reasons I really love these tools is because they not only work in the moment, but they're also being proactive with our nervous system. I love what you said, because, you know, for the longest time I was waking up and my baseline stress level was here. Like I would wake up, nothing would happen to me, but I would wake up already stressed out. And when we use these tools to tone the nervous system, we can bring that notch down. So if I wake up, you know, here, it's not going to take much for me to like fly off the handle, right?
Yeah.
But when we have more capacity in the body to handle stuff, you know, the world doesn't necessarily change, but our experience of it does. And that's the biggest like boom moment for me.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the shit around you is the same. Excuse me.
Yep.
But you know, like
it doesn't
necessarily change, but you're not vibing at a frequency that stuff is even impacting you anymore. Right. Like your world is different. You're looking at different things. Possibilities show up. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's just lovely. Like when Stacy was describing Hawaii and what you just said, I feel like those two just like came full circle, that, like you said, the circumstance isn't changing, but you're in Hawaii. Like you are in your own personal state of Hawaii a little bit. And if you have ever felt ADHD or listening to this, that people say, oh, just let it roll off your back. And there's no way you can just let it roll off your back. This is the work. This is where a lot of that is, at least what I'm taking away and the little work that you and I, Candace, have done. Like this is the stuff that gives you the tools and not just that, but prepares you for that baseline so that you can approach life, not just grinning and, you know, totally. Gritting, bearing it, like when those hard things come up, but that you are prepared when things come up to be able to handle them. You were about 100%. To say something.
No, like 100%. I'm disagreeing with you. And I'm just thinking this one time, you know, anyone who's experienced any sort of addiction, whether it's an eating disorder or a substance or whatever. But I remember this one time, my therapist at the time said, you just need to breathe through it. And I asked her, have you ever had an addiction? Like,
yeah,
to breathe through. I just thought, like, if I had something to throw at her, I would have thrown it at her. Because in the moment, like, you know, it's a visceral sensation. Anyone who has rejection sensitivity, dysphoria, any of that, it's such a visceral sensation when you're feeling anxiety. And ADHD, as you know, this, like that swell of emotion that comes up and you just don't know what to do. This is a somatic tool that you can use in the moment to bring down those feelings so that you can respond. And I remember the very first time where I used tapping specifically when I was just like, I was going to relapse. It was going to happen. And I tapped and I didn't stop. And I ended up relapsing, but the window of my relapse was much longer than if I wasn't using it. So wow. I'm like, it was just that at that point, I was like, once I get over these hurdles of my own life and my own healing, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to help people.
Oh my goodness. Well, Candace, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for sharing not only your specialties, but your passion, your perspective on all of this. I love Stacy. If it's okay that I share, she's saying she's just feeling validated right now. And I just want to bring that to our attention. There is a reason why she's feeling validated, why we're talking about this within an ADHD community, is because of our ability to feel big. And you're not alone, and there are tools and there are supports. Candace, would you let us know real quickly, right as we're ending here, the best way to get a hold of you? If people would like to work with you that are listening, how they might go about that?
Absolutely. So if you want to connect with me, the best way is just to email me, and you can access that on my website. So www.candicefox.com. And my email address is info@candicefox.com. I'm very responsive. So maybe not at like midnight. I have had some people just obviously that sporadic moment where they just want to connect. But, you know, send me an email. I do work with people all over the world, so it doesn't really matter where you are. The wonderful world of technology allows me to sort of connect with people, you know, in North America and beyond. So,
excellent. Well, thank you once again for being here. Yes, thank you, those of you who are listening. And I wish the very best to everyone here. Know that we're always cheering you on. And thank you so much again.
Awesome. Take care. Thanks, Camden. Thanks, Stacey, so much.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Coaching ADHD. If you'd like to know more about ADHD coaching, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and join our lifetime membership inside the Coaching Connection. You can find that information here in the show notes or follow us on Instagram at the ADH Directory.